Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. Coming up in about 45 minutes at 9:15, a little life advice with the hammer. As get a scenario in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. How do you need some help in life? Seltzer will choose one such scenario presented by a listener. I'll spin you some advice at 9:15. Let me give you some preempted advice right now. Right now, some advice related to the Sixers. If you have a Tobias Harris jersey, cross out Harris and then write in Batum. And then whatever Tobias's number is, rearrange it to make it Batum's number. Because, like, I can't imagine there's a human walking around today in Philadelphia wearing a Tobias Harris jersey, which is a shame because he's a nice guy.
Extremely.
But he just stunk. He was so bad. And Batum saved all of them last night. Joel was a part of that as well because Joel, obviously, in the second half played really well. Fourth quarter, he played great. I mean, fourth quarter, he was great. First half, he was a disaster. Stephen A. Smith was lamenting the whole thing at halftime. I think the whole city of Philadelphia was just, I mean, it felt over.
We haven't talked about it. And even Nick Nurse coming back at the fourth quarter, like, really called out Embiid. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, like, he was pretty critical. He was like, we need Joel to be the Joel we expect him to be, essentially. Like, coming back from the break. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, no, I was impressed. Yeah, I was texting with a couple buddies about it. They were like, wow, I really crushed it.
Because if he's saying that there on ESPN, hopefully he's saying that in the huddle to Joel. Like,
yeah, I'm sure he was.
Like, you know, what was it in Rocky? There is no tomorrow. The irony was there would have been a tomorrow yesterday because then they would have played in this 9-10 game. Or
people
kept saying do or die game too.
And I was like, guys, it's not.
But it felt that way for a few reasons, one of which is the Celtics is a harder path. The other thing is it's like if you can't beat the Heat, then what are the chances you're really going to go on a meaningful run? So, look, a lot from last night to react to. You can at 215-592-9494. Batum was amazing. Let me in honor of Nick Batum. By the way, we're also giving away Aerosmith tickets today. We're looking for a French connection. Give us something with a French connection, like Nicholas Batum. Best answer by the end of the show. Whoever provides it will win the Aerosmith tickets. To the phones we go. Let's talk to let's go to Kevin right now. Good morning, Kev.
Hey, good morning. How goes it, guys?
Goes well.
Pumped Kevin. Up, man.
Hey, hats off to John. He's been calling it for months, and I just wasn't believing it till yesterday. He called it with Embiid coming back, and it really he came back the first game after Easter and resurrected the team.
Yeah, but Kevin, he looks worse now than he did 2 weeks ago. Like
he does.
They got a shot, right. But let's not act like they crossed the finish line last night. I mean,
they won one game.
No. The race just began in a 7-8 game.
I was convinced they were out last night. Now we got lucky with Butler, but hey, he's back, and I'm here to watch. So
I think it's a huge yes, and I think that Joel, with each game that he plays, it'll be easier for him to play the ensuing game from a conditioning standpoint.
It may be
for him.
Maybe
playing basketball is the only thing that gets him in basketball shape.
But John,
and I don't know if that's part of the 7'2", 280 thing or what.
But
that's the truth.
But Kevin, here's my argument. On the flip side, like, John might be right. I want to be clear. He might be right about that. That's if it's a conditioning issue. My worry, Kevin, is the main issue is an injury. That's what it looked like to me. It looked to me like he is playing injured, and that, you know, could be a real problem in a seven-game series when you got to play seven games in like 15 days or so.
He was injured. They fixed it. It's hard to tell when you're an athlete and they fixed something. It's hard to tell when it feels a little off that it's not injured any longer, that it feels clicky and poppy, and that that's okay, that that's just something called crepitus that's in there, and it's just gonna happen. And you have to get used to it. You have to take a step and have it click and not be a problem to realize, hey, I can do that, and it's not going to be the end of me.
Just know the way that you're wired and the way he's wired, though, could be two different things.
I know.
You know, that's, you know. Kevin, give me a great answer for something with a French connection.
Sure. The way Batum and Embiid played in the fourth quarter yesterday simply can't be put into words. They played with a certain je ne sais quoi.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, nicely done.
Look at that. Seltzer, I wrote all these down. How do I spell that?
Just put joy of life.
No, I'll give it
a shot. That's what it means. It means
no,
the joy of life.
But I'm not writing joy of life. Say qua. All right, I gave it a shot. It's better than joy of life.
Is it?
No, it's...
I don't think it is.
Well, let me ask you...
I don't know. Je ne sais quoi.
You just writing nonsense on your paper is not better than what the phrase means.
All right, I need an answer from John. John, what's better, a threesome or a menage?
Could have been a winning answer.
I'm just asking.
Could have been a winning answer.
I'm just asking for a friend. Let's go to Eric in Cherry Hill. Good morning there, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys.
what's up, Eric?
So yeah, I have a comment and then a question. Yep. My comment is, so this you know, it seems like everyone is not very happy with this win. I don't know why, but. So the score was 96-96, and they double-teamed Embiid, and he threw it into Oubre, and he attacked the basket,
yeah.
And he made the free throw.
I actually thought he got fouled on the catch. I thought the Sixers got a little lucky there that counted, but it was close.
So, yeah, the point being, it was just so refreshing to see, you know, immediately I thought about Simmons.
Yeah.
You know, not willing to take this out, even a Harden,
mm-hmm.
You know, these guys, you know, they would never take that shot.
And Oubre's dying to take that shot.
Exactly.
He loves taking that shot. And that's part of why this year's going to be different.
Yeah. So it was just nice to see these new role players, you know, whether they miss, they lose, miss or make it, you know, healed, whoever.
Yeah.
You know, they're not.
Eric, I like having Lowry out there. Look, I thought he started strong. He was running all over the place. Then I thought he kind of tapered off a lot. But, you know, look, and that's what's going to happen with an old guy in the NBA. But I really enjoy having Lowry on the Sixers. It's a shame it's not 5 years ago. It's a shame it's not 10 years ago. But he's going to help them at times. Eric,
yeah.
what's your question here, man?
Okay, so this is, like, something I've always kind of wondered. So it was, I think there was, like, 8 seconds left, and both teams were in the penalty. Why doesn't a team throw it into the backcourt and just, you know, get that extra 4 seconds, you know, have Miami have to chase them down, and they're going to have to foul them, obviously, right?
Well, I'm a little confused in the moment. So you're saying the Sixers should have thrown the ball in the backcourt?
Right. They
And where were they? Where were they inbounding the ball?
From a half court.
One fear is, I think you can reestablish in the backcourt, I think, but one fear is obviously if the ball gets stolen, the other team's really close to scoring. I mean, I remember that game when AI's first buzzer beater ever, I think it was his first buzzer beater ever, when he stole the ball in an inbounds pass with about 3 seconds to go, the ball was thrown backwards. He just caught it and ran right down the floor and laid it in for a layup, and that was the end of the game. Like, you know, you know, when the ball is thrown toward your own basket, at least if it gets stolen, the other team's got to go 85 feet to go score. So some of it's a timing thing. But I understand your point. You're saying use space in the backcourt. I mean, Eric, give me an answer here for a French connection.
Yeah, I had one, but I changed it. How about Quasimodo, Hunchback of Notre Dame?
You got it, man. I mean, the whole Notre Dame thing was just, all right, Hunchback of Notre Dame, you got it. So here's a story, and this has been out there for a couple days, and we haven't talked about it just because we've been so busy with so many other things. When I first saw this story about the Eagles and the jerseys in Brazil, I thought it was fake.
So did I.
Like, right?
Yeah, I did. I didn't believe it.
I thought this was a fake internet thing because It just sounds so preposterous. But if you don't know this story yet, let me present this to you. Because, of course, we all know the Eagles are going to play in Brazil in the first game of the season. And, you know, there are now multiple reports that this is true, that the Eagles, John, might – so the Eagles are the home team, the designated home team, if you will. They may not be allowed to wear their traditional green home jersey when they play that game against the Packers in Brazil, because the soccer team that plays in that stadium in Brazil has such a fierce rivalry with their rival who wears green that, like, green is not allowed to be worn in that jersey, in that stadium. Like, not allowed. Like, there are signs up, you're not allowed to wear green.
What about Eagles fans who go there?
Well, listen, we're gonna have 50,000 Philadelphians. And
two teams in green.
And 1 billion Brazilians.
They also picked two teams that have green. Packers are green, too.
Packers not allowed to say their name?
Our fault. Like, this is on someone else.
Well, of course.
And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bad planning. We're not going to change the color of our team.
I sure hope not. I mean, I and to Rhea's point, like, even if the Eagles wore the white jerseys in the stadium, I mean, you're going to have green,
you still got green
all through
everywhere.
The town,
yeah,
for 3, 4, 5 days. So, you know, Brazilians, if you're drunk, look out, because Eagles fans will beat you up if you say something to us. But, like, weird story.
That's true.
No,
I mean,
seriously.
That could be, like, a real
John,
sticking point.
The issue
if
is not going to
get mad.
The issue is not the game.
Yeah.
The issue is the 3 or 4 days around
just
the game.
Just on the street.
Correct.
A couple days before, hey, dude, get that green shirt
right
off. Hell no, it's Jalen Hurts.
Correct.
I'm not taking Jalen
Hurts
off.
Correct.
And then them's fighting words.
Correct. So, weird story. I don't know where it'll go. Keep your eye on it. We'll see as we get closer what happens there. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Dustin in North. By the way, I think these people in Brazil got to get a grip on soccer. But
you know what? The Eagles are just going to wear the Philly Connects jerseys.
Oh, let's hope not. Dustin in Northeast Philly. Hi, Dustin. Dustin, not ready to go. Let's talk to the Bishop in Lansdale. Hi, Bishop.
How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Bishop.
Bishop, have you ever thought about just adding a "the" to your name?
No.
I mean, the Bishop, man. Like, that's... that's badass. Like, you're the bishop.
Well, I'm still a bishop, so, you know, that's good enough
for
me.
It's still pretty cool.
Fair enough.
I want to talk about the game last night. I am very encouraged about the game last night, and this is why. We didn't play our best game and still found a way to beat a team that is playoff tested.
Yeah, but Jimmy got hurt, and Bishop, I will always contend if he hadn't, the Sixers would have lost.
But then look at the other side of the coin. Maxey didn't play his best game either.
That's
true.
If
he does, the game could have came out a different way.
True.
And I also want to say Kyle Lowry is that dog that Tucker was supposed to be. That one diving pass he made off the inbound pass late in the game to Oubre was amazing. Like, he really wanted to help win that game last night.
Yeah, he did. Like, listen, his effort's phenomenal. His effort's always been phenomenal. I mean, Bishop, I remember Lowry, it's now close to 20 years ago, what he did in that Sweet 16 game against North Carolina, when, by the way, Villanova got freaking robbed.
Totally screwed.
On the Allen Ray walk, which still makes me freaking sick that freaking ref called that walk. But Kyle Lowry was so exceptional in that game. I mean, he has been a winning player. Granted that Villanova lost that game, but he's been a winning player for 20 years. He's just a stud. He's awesome. And I'm proud as a Philadelphian that he's a Sixer. I really am.
Even though he didn't shoot the ball well, but he did other things to help that team win. And there was a couple of series of in that game where Tyrese Maxey played defensively pretty well, like by staying in front of the ball handler.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I know. I know he's not great defensively, but right. He stepped up at some points yesterday in that game.
All right, Bishop, give me an answer for a French Connection for the Aerosmith tickets.
It's the one thing that leads to some great times, the French kiss.
Oh, sure, French kiss.
There you go.
You got it, my man. All right, let's get to, speaking of a Frenchman, Nicolas Batum and Joel Embiid as they talk to Lisa Salters right after the game. This is obviously on ESPN right after the game starts with Joel. Gets to Batum. Let's hear what went down.
In the first half, we couldn't make anything. We had some trouble moving the ball, and then this guy, he just, you know, got us going.
You told me before the game that you couldn't do it alone. Tyrese couldn't do it alone. It was going to take efforts like this from this guy. Just what impact did Nick have on this game on both ends?
Everything. He's the reason why we won, you know. Made a couple big shots, started to run. And then defensively, I think he was even better. Just getting to Jimmy, Tyler, he committed a stupid foul, but, you know, we'll take it.
Congratulations on the win. Nick, just what was, you know, how did you know that you really had it going? What was the key to just everything working for you tonight?
No, in the first half, you know, I was trying to get this guy the ball a bit too much. And I had to be more aggressive for my shot, so I think I got 3-4 turnovers in the first half. I just started to, me and Buddy, when he came in, it was like, we got to shoot, and we did that, so, you know, burn the floor for him and Tyrese, and we did a good job in single out.
Congratulations on the win. Welcome to the first round of the playoffs.
Thank you.
See you Sunday.
Batum was just awesome last night. He did everything right except for one thing. He should have gone up to Jimmy Butler and said,
who do you think you are? I am!
I'm Batum!
It was just one of those nights for him, man. Incredible. Like, without even trying, throwing the ball backwards over his shoulder and it goes in. You know, Tyler Hero, in a critical moment, he's able to get a piece of that three-pointer. Yeah. He truly did everything you could hope for.
That and Brickin' for Chicken changed the game.
Yeah,
changed
right.
the game. By the way, coming up, more how it went, because that was what happened after the game. How it went on during the game, the montage of the wild 76ers win, we're going to get to that. Great audio coming up here in 1 minute.
If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business and you're looking for a point-of-sale system that can truly make a difference, call PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money so you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
So, Seltzer, can you tell I'm getting pumped up here with the Sixers?
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm also confused?
Yeah, you're it's an issue right
it's
now.
It's an issue. Like, got to win. It was exhilarating.
It was a great game. Like, just in and of itself. Not
it
great.
Became,
it was
yeah.
fun. It became
a
fun game.
Yeah. Yes,
in
did.
The end, it really was a fun game to watch at the end.
The Heat fans, though, they got to be. I mean, listen, we were.
And they were there in the building.
There were some people
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was surprised
yeah,
at that.
There
yeah,
were.
Yeah, and if you're a Heat fan, your Butler got hurt. Right, that's
well,
your
get,
line.
Get your ass back to Miami. If you're waking up here in the city of Philadelphia and you're a Heat fan, get out. All right? Enough of you. All right. Now,
get out.
We're done. By the way, go beat the Celtics. All right, beat the freaking
Bulls.
Beat the Bulls, beat the Celtics. Make sure you get Tatum injured somewhere in the process of that series. Clear way for the 76ers. Let's listen to how it went down last night. It was a wild game. Joe Wechter did a spectacular job putting together a spectacular montage of the action last night.
Harris goes back up, missed a layup, gets it again. Harris will try again, missed again. And the lead is up to 9, a 17-point turnaround here in the first half. Butler with his fourth steal, gets inside, lays it up and in. And boos raining down here in the first half from the frustrated Sixer fans. And that will end an impressive first half on the road for Miami, holding Joel Embiid to 2 of 8 shooting. And the Sixer fans not happy. It's Miami up a dozen here in the play-in game.
So, Stephen A., the 76ers are 2-14 this season when trailing by 10 or more at the half.
Oh, that means they're going to lose again.
Only so that means. To find out.
There we have it.
All right, it's that time for chicken, free chicken. Yes! And the crowd explodes. Batum fakes, Batum fires, and hits. And this place has come alive. And not just because of the chicken. It's an 8-point game. Sixers playing now with some tenacity. Nick Batum connects on a three. Third three-pointer of the game for Batum. It's back to 2. B, here comes the double team. Kicks it back out. Heald looking. Batum, no hesitation. Another. Nick Batum lighting it up. 4 three-pointers off the bench. And B tries a 3. Got it! Tie game!
They just feel like they're playing with an entirely different level of intention on both ends.
Batum, quick three-pointer. It's good! Nick Batum does it again! 5 three-pointers in Philadelphia. Their first lead since the first quarter. Back to Batum. Fakes, 1 dribble. Puts up another 3. It's good! It's a Batum bonanza here in the second half. The Sixers go up by 4. Batum on the drive, the pull-up shot won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Embiid comes out with it. He's fouled. Shot is good. And 1. Chance for a three-point play as the Sixers go back up by 1. Here goes Hero. Fires up. Blocked by Batum. Ball kept alive. Oubre comes up with a foul against Miami. Nick Batum with more heroics.
He goes out to dinner tonight. In Philadelphia, he's not paying for dinner or drinks.
1-point game with 3/10 of a second remaining. Ball knocked loose, and that'll do it. The game is over, and the Sixers survive. An inspiring victory here on the play-in game.
Just an awesome game, and it felt so bad for so long. But they found a way. And the Jimmy Butler injury, it certainly helped. But the Sixers did summon something there. Joel summoned something. Batum turned back the clock about 12 years in his career. Look, there weren't that many Sixers players that played that well. I thought Maxey was largely a disappointment. Tobias was a disaster. Oubre was okay. Heald was not good.
Heald was key, though, in that third quarter. When Batum scored all the points in the 11-2 run that got the Sixers back in it.
Here's my thing on Heald, though. I need more against better teams.
I think that's what you're going to get out of him.
I agree with you. He's only what he is. I mean, look, it's great to beat the Heat. They're not the best team in basketball. So, you know, the road's going to get harder. Guys, let's remember, the Sixers are going to be on the road every series the rest of the way. They won't have home court advantage in one series. Every round they play, they're going to play game 1 on the road, and every round they play, if it gets to a game 7, game 7's on the road. And that hasn't always been the case in recent years with the Sixers. Sometimes it has been, sometimes it has not been. So it's a tough road, you know, and that's the challenge up ahead.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.